Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 600. Of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached 600. Big announcement day, exciting stuff, and it's peak summer. Jaws timeline and begins now. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. DBS, a.k.a. Sultan of Summer, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
What's up, man? What a big day. 600.
Oh my gosh. 600. Congratulations.
Congrats to you.
Thank you so much.
It's so big. You wonder if any other announcement could possibly outweigh that.
I mean, my God, it would have to be big to top that. Yeah. I know when we hit our bicentennial, I reflected that day. It's like, is this ever going to go to 400? Could it go to 600? And now we're here. Happy birthday to America. I mean, this is timely. We're doing this right around 4th of July. We're doing this right around Jaws timeline. Timeline starts day of taping right now. And all of this somehow is preamble to our big announcement that we've been teasing for quite a while now. I wanted to just come out and tell people months ago, you said, no, make them wait. Make them earn it. Make them sweat. Build the froth.
Yeah.
But luckily,
the gears have been in motion, and now it's safe to say, and it times well with episode 600, that starting at 6:01, that's next week, Who Charted is going to be a free show again.
Free! It's back, you guys. Back from behind that paywall. We'll be serving it up, and now you can invite your friends and enjoy it as a community again, back out where it belongs.
Yes.
Free of the reins, free of the ties, free of the stitches, you might say.
That's exactly right. I'm super excited to be free again. It feels right. I'm even excited to read some ads with you.
Absolutely.
For the listeners wondering like what to do or anything like that, if you're still subscribed to the old feed, the one we always use for years, I think right now it's got a bunch of Brody episodes on it. Stay subscribed to that. And if you're not subscribed, if you unsubscribed when we went to Stitcher Premium, resubscribe, because next week it's going to be full of gold.
Full of gold.
That's right.
And I mean, that's amazing enough that we've taken it back free. So glad. And look, appreciate everyone that's listening to this right now, because then because you guys are the ones who made the effort to pay for it and keep the lights on and everything like that. So you guys are hardcore OGs. Thank you for that.
Thanks.
And
so much.
Also, I mean, there's even more, right, Stard?
That's right. Yes, there is even more.
Tease that? Do we wait a little bit for that?
Okay. Let's bring our guest in and maybe we'll see his reaction.
Great idea.
Engage that. You know, a lot of pressure's on him right now.
Right, right. Well, okay. Here he comes.
Our focus group.
Yeah. Here he comes. He's back on the charts. You know him from so many TV appearances. We're going to hear about his recent spot with Jan from Toyota. And he's here to give us feedback and be our third set of eyes on this new landscape we're about to enter. Welcome back to the show, funny man, Matt Knutson.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Brett. Happy to be here spending this time with you. Thanks for having me.
So good to see you. Of course, you were super funny this past week at Comedy at Chaplin, bringing your stylings, bringing your professionalism. And I always appreciate it. You make each show that you come to a sanctioned event. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's one thing I can do, it's sanction things.
Sanction.
So I appreciate that.
Well, you're perfect then for this, because we need these changes sanctioned and approved. Right. You're out there in the world. This sounds like a good plan, doesn't it? Give it back to the people.
I think it's a great idea. I think, from what I've heard, if it's free and available, more people can find it, maybe even support it in a way that they couldn't have before. And they're still going to be in your corner no matter what, because it's the same show. It's the same content, same people. I love it.
There you go. But now, yeah, easier spot to find for sure.
And you said the magic word was just support it in ways you couldn't before. Because I think that's a good segue into the second part of the announcement.
Oh, here we go.
We are bringing back Two Charted.
Two Charted is back.
Two Charted. The fabled Two Charted.
Two Charted.
And
it's going to be me and Brett.
That's right.
And we're going to be giving you our post-show rundowns. You know, for many years now, we've always kind of had these long discussions after the show where we talk about this, and that's a big natural for us. But this is also going to give us opportunity to read letters and stuff from the listeners and address your concerns. So we're super excited about that. And that will be on the Patreon as a bonus extra.
That's right. Yes. On Patreon, we're going to have the whole back catalog with no ads. On the free feed, you'll find like the last 6 months of episodes. Go to the Patreon. You're going to get the entire 600 reign of Who Charted and Two Charted and Preem Stream. All the goodies we've made over the years. And we're going to throw in new Two Charteds, the post show wrap up. And you can write to us at whocharted@gmail.com, even starting today, if you want to throw some questions.
Start right now, guys. Long-time listener, first-time writing in. tell us what you think. Tell us what you're curious about.
That's
and
right.
Now we're going to be doing new episodes without commercial. We'll also be back there, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Exciting stuff. And if you are a subscriber to Drop Day Duel, that's going to get cheaper. That's going to be a bonus tier. But thank you for so much for keeping that going each and every week. And check out this past one. We had a very summer-centric episode between Jack Johnson and Weezer's new summer album.
Yeah, I could back to the 90s. I should say our first priority right now is to get this show out to the public. That's for
this
sure
episode
happening.
With Matt.
I'm saying for sure that's happening next week. The Patreon, we're going to have to rearrange some things. Like if you're currently subscribed, we're not going to raise any prices for you or anything like that. But there's a lot of process there. So this might
be
there's
going to be some
progress kind of deal.
Exactly. Excuse our mess while we are open during construction.
Right. We could wait even longer and get everything, but I feel like it's our style. We just want to go. We want to be
now's the time.
Be public. Let's break out of these cuffs.
The height and peak of summer is when we roll up our sleeves and go inside and go to work.
Total pros. But, no time like the present.
Oh, yeah. Priorities. Hey, but all right. super excited to get the word out about that finally. And I hope you all are enjoying the news, and we'll see you over on the new locations. They won't be new for you. You know, like he said, with the same feed. I won't handle the tech guys, but, but hey, moving forward, let's move the tech over to you.
Okay. Thank you. Also, just one final thing. Just make sure to follow Who Charted on Twitter. Well, I'll be putting up extra details as they come, if they should come. So just make sure to follow us on Twitter.
Right on. And we'll be putting a Discord together as well.
That's right. Lots of stuff.
And now, why don't we get into the music chart? Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. If you're a chartist, let me hear you scream. Free.
Whee!
It's free, baby. Woo! Do you use a different type of file? I know we go with MP3, WAVE. Now that it's free, is that a different thing? Is that one of those AFLAC files? One of those AIFs? AFLAC.
we're going to use the same tried and true file formats.
Interesting. Right. Okay.
Yeah. If you're trying to get me to change to an NFT format, I think it's too soon for that.
All right. Might be too soon. Wait till the economy bounces back.
And right. I just want to make this prediction now so I can be the outlier.
Feel free to react.
This is going to, you guys are already a tremendous success. This is just going to blow it out to the next level.
Oh, wow. Well,
thank you.
I just want to put it out there now. Just making my, I'm the Babe Ruth. I'm calling my shot.
Right on. Is there a chart you're using for that, or Fibonacci? How are you calling this? Intuition.
Let's call it Midwest intuition. It's going to be an incredible summer.
Gotcha. Oh, it is big summer. Hey, yeah. And speaking of which, the Jaws timeline starts tonight. As soon as the sun goes down, if you are watching it in daily order tonight, watch the skinny dipping scene. Chrissy Watkins is going to go for a swim tonight at that cookout, and it's not going to end well, guys. But that starts tonight, so shout out to the gang who put that together. Spielberg. Beautiful. And the rest.
And Mary Larry Vaughn.
Absolutely.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five. Which chart is this?
Oh, yeah. We got the top 100 USA in the Apple Music chart.
Great idea. 4th of July week. Let's get it done.
That's right. All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Kind of Love We Make by Luke Combs.
Turn the lights on. So I've been thinking we need a little time alone.
How many want to hear what he's going to say? I kind of don't. This could be too much information.
I'm only going to be your man. Let's get some candles burning and some records. Turning all the lights down low. Taking nice and slow. The way your body's moving keeps doing.
I feel like he's yelling.
That's date night sex. What's that?
He's a little too aggressive. Like, he sounds like he's yelling this at someone.
Yeah, too aggro.
It's not a sultry voice.
He's trying to relax her, but he's yelling at her about it.
Get candles. We're going to have candles.
This
get some wreck.
This song represents everything I dislike about modern country music. I'm an Outlaws guy, Willie, Waylon, Merle.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. And then this, right on. You know.
Too commercial for you.
Little commercial.
This is law-abiding country.
Exactly.
Right. I'll tell you what, this is a genre I like. Like, just the kind of love we make, and then you just lay it out. Here's how we do it at my household. I feel like there could be a lot of records like that.
Sure. And isn't that like how prosecutors present a trial? Here's what you're going to hear. And then here's what I'm going to show. Exactly. They just chronologically.
Right. Overview. That's why I thought this one was going to get grisly. Like, where's he leading us with this?
It's like a table of contents.
Yeah. You know? Is he going to be giving like lube recipes and stuff? I don't know. Well, right on. Great way to get us started.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Bad Bunny, Titi Me Pregunto.
Nicely done, Star.
Thank you. Hey, saluden a Titi, vamos a tirarnos un selfie. Seis chis, que sonrían las que ya se olvidaron de mí. Me gustan mucho las Gabriela, las Patricia, las Nicole.
That's how you should sound when you're saying you're yelling at a lady about sex. I like it. That's beach music. That stuff always sounds good at the beach. Oh,
I couldn't agree more. It's like you're on a vacation in Acapulco and you're right. Just drunk enough to dance, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Score some weed from a local.
That's right. If you ever see me dancing in any environment, I've been overserved and I'm not safe to drive. So if I'm on the dance floor dancing to Bad Bunny, I've had enough.
Are you a wedding reception guy? Do you let loose at stuff like that?
Yes, but it's more participatory than like sincere enjoyment. Most of the time. Right. Yeah. Okay. I just want to be a part of the crowd, but I don't like, I got to get out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You drink to deal with the pain of having to dance in public.
Exactly. How about you, Howard? Do you get out there?
No, I've always thought, you know, you would think I would, but I don't really. Same thing. It's like, actually it goes beyond booze. Like, I would have to be on ecstasy to really start getting out there to dance. Mm-hmm. So that's why I understood that movement, why all of a sudden there's all these, like, you know, dance raves happening in Northern England where people aren't very limber, you know, but all of a sudden they're getting out there, they want to dance.
They're cold and stiff.
Yeah, it's the power of the yeah. pills.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't refuse, but I prefer to create dance from the stage. Like, it's always fun.
There you go.
Create the music and make people dance.
Right. I love it.
Make it about you.
Yeah. Should be dance in sort of a worshipful way.
I would think that when I went to shows and stuff when I was a teenager, like, this is good, but it should be about me. Like, I should be doing the show. Putting pressure on yourself at a young age.
People should dance to stand up.
That would be awesome. And then the stand up just makes fun of how you dance the whole time. Yeah. You gotta keep going. I like that hybrid.
It makes dance. Just as much sense. It's a very strange activity that humans do. Like, no other animal dances. Why would you move arms and stuff to sounds?
It's nuts. Birds do it, though. Birds do dance.
Yeah. Yeah, but without music.
Yeah, the only stand-up you can dance to is this Bo Burnham. Does that count?
Oh, right.
He's right? That kind of, like, crossover. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Get out there, kind of rocks.
Reggie Watts.
Right. Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Drake with Sticky. Bring the set. You know I got to bring the G block. You know I got to bring the D block. Because you know how sticky it get. Hey. 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 She want me to play with that cat. I'm thinking this, I might be wrong on this album because I've been slamming the shit out of it, but really,
I don't even know what the hell he's doing. Maybe it's innovative because I don't even know what he's trying to do.
You mean stylistically or lyrically or what?
Yeah, like just that whole thing. Yeah, it's just like, I mean, if you listen to some of those other tracks, it's just like these beats come on. He sounds like he's just making shit up. I mean, it's like, it's not a rap album. He said it's like a chill wave album.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't point to me hearing that album before. Whereas, so it's like now I'm like wondering if I should give it a second chance or something, because it's not one of his just regular rap albums.
It's taken like, 600 episodes, and Howard Kramer might be a Drake convert,
acolyte.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know what? I won't argue with that statement, but what I'm saying more specifically is he's sucking in a brand new way. Okay.
He's sticking you. You know how sticky it gets. He just sticked another fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Different type of sticky.
Also, what a disgusting lyrical hook. Like, I don't know what he means by it, but it can't be something I want to hear.
I know. It's got kids. Be careful.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Future with Wait For You in all caps.
Pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere, nigga, going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself because
she like me alone. Whether you like that or not, it sounds like Future, what he always does. The Drake thing was like, what's he doing, you know?
Oh, by the way, this features Drake.
Drake's on this too.
It's featuring Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on there.
Classic.
Hey, how do you feel about song titles and album titles being in caps lock? I feel like that should be regulated.
Well, I don't mind if it's real short, like a one word.
Okay.
But like, yeah, like a lot of times it'll be like somebody's name. Like the song will be called like Jimmy in all caps.
You know? Right. Feels like they're just trying to get attention in a playlist, you know, if you see.
For sure.
It's unfair.
Makes sense. Yeah. Or they're just trying to get moved up in the queue.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Everything's game in the algorithm now.
That's true.
Next week, who charted in all caps?
All caps, baby. Yeah. We're going all caps.
That's maybe we should.
Yeah. Three exclamation marks.
Behind the paywall. We're doubling the price, but we're all caps, baby.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
It's our buddy Drake again with Jimmy Cooks featuring 21 Savage.
Holy shit, I just said Jimmy.
Bitch, cause I'm a timid soul.
There we go.
Plus I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen stove. Pot start to bubble, see the suds. That shit good to go. Jose, I'm suave.
But this is rap, right?
This is definitely rap. And he was acting like he was cooking crack in that last verse. That doesn't happen. Drake.
Setting rose gold, dread talking to you niggas like I'm J. Cole. I could tell her hair good before I even know. Bitch, don't
it does seem like he'll break all records before he's done. I mean, he's putting out like number one albums two a year for like the whole decade. His numbers will be hard to argue with. But the masses are the asses, right, guys?
That's right. True. Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of it sounds so similar. I don't want to say it's derivative, but when there's just this kind of range that you're operating in, and if you say, hey, is this a Future song or a Drake song, or, you know, it's a lot of the guys who are laying down the beats. Lyricist is important, but I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
He's kind of like,
there's so much of it. Yeah.
He's kind of like Marvel movies these days. It's like two or three a year.
Same tone, same
kind of thing. And then
except for that last Chill Wave one. I'm telling you, that broke the mold.
Okay. Isn't that this one? I think it's the same album.
Honestly, never mind.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, just delete that.
No, but it's like, you know, we've been inundated with the superhero movies that now I feel like that's everyone's frame of reference for a good movie. So Drake has sort of successfully done that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just is the sound of the charts.
Yeah. The other night we watched the Doctor Strange and the Multiverse and it was over. Yeah. And we're just like, well, it was a Marvel movie. Was it good? I don't know. It fit into the pattern that they established.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, right on. And he just sold his home, a $12 million home. Mm. So probably be money for more albums. We'll look forward to bringing you those right there in the free area of the new Who Charted.
Drake sold his home?
Yeah, he sold. Yes.
Sold in the dip.
I don't know why. All right. Yeah, what's he doing?
What's he doing?
That's why he's rushing albums out to pay for the loss.
Yeah.
I would actually like Drake a lot more if I heard some comparable Johnny Depp stories where he's got like six places and he just puts his friends up in it. He's like, yeah, stay there. Yeah. He's a brilliant artist. I believe in him. Stay there for free.
Pass you out know? In six different places. Right on. And hey, congratulations on that. Finishing. A new music chart. We'll be right back with the movies. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Matt Knutson,
and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movies chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies, all right. What's back at theaters?
And for the listeners, Matt mimed the words to that. He was hyped.
Oh, right on. I wasn't looking.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a classic. I've seen it perform live in front of an audience.
Thank you. You know, I performed that in Indianapolis. Shout out to anyone who was at that show. And I was doing some of the themes interspersed throughout. And then the manager who had been watching hockey playoffs the entire set, he comes out and he goes, hey, that was funny. He goes, I don't know what the hell it was, but it was funny. Felt good to go all the way out there. Yeah. But we're here with the movies, and they're back.
That's right.
And Tom Cruise has brought them back single-handedly. Let's see what this summer blockbuster chart looks like.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, Stardate 3901. After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
You were narrating again.
I was not. Just doing the mission log.
Space. You got to put fiction in there to make it interesting. And they're doing it again, guys. Cramming in the story.
Yeah.
It's a group. I mean, you're always marooned in space. You're always stuck out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, why bother, right, Matt?
I agree, but I, you know, this movie has been getting a lot of buzz. So, all right, and then he leaves Italy. I did see an interesting documentary where they were talking about, the people who created it, the John Lasseters and Pete Doctors and all that stuff. And it feels everything they do is very deliberate. I haven't seen this movie yet, but I will, and I'll probably like it.
I'm sure it's a good watch. Yeah.
Pixar never really fails, right? They kind of always make a good one.
I agree. I think it's because they make one every like 2 or 3 years, you know. So they take their time.
I think because space movies should come out in winter, though.
I agree.
They're not a summer.
Lean
genre.
Into the desolateness. Don't do it during summer.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
The Black Phone.
I'll be home in the morning.
Where are you going?
I'm staying over at Susie's tonight.
What's this?
It's new. The flyer.
That piano's telling me horror, right?
Yeah. I actually believe that. The phone is dead, and it's ringing. Director Scott Derrickson returns to his terror roots and partners again with the foremost brand in the genre, Blumhouse, with a new horror thriller.
Blumhouse horrors must be good.
They call this one a terror. Jesus.
Whoa. Do you want to call it a horror movie? That is not enough.
Yeah.
We need to terrorize these people. Yeah.
Yeah. Horror on steroids. I think it's crazy. Just, all these movies, they're like based on big properties, and then just these horrors pop up out of nowhere. You go, what is that? They do really well.
Yeah. I was actually in a Blumhouse movie called Viral.
Were you?
And, yeah, and I did so well in it. I've never been in another one since. So
maybe you were too scary.
Exactly. What did you play?
I was terrible.
What did you play in the movie?
A CDC agent, you know, who visits the site and, you know, that's kind of my wheelhouse, government agents or, you know, some kind of cop or something. So
Godzilla's coming.
We need this area shut down immediately. That guy who's coming in a hazmat suit with yellow tape.
Right on. Hey, and you just told me you just did a spot with Jan from Toyota.
Jan from Toyota. Yeah. Yeah. She's as good as it gets. Laurel Kopic. She's charming, hilarious. The works, class act all the way. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. And ironically enough, because I was doing that, I couldn't do this other job. Wayne Fetterman, the one and only Wayne Fetterman, called me up. He's just like, my friend's doing a movie and they're looking for a 1950s basketball referee. Can you do it?
Perfect.
And I was like, you know, it's that's the guaranteed way to get a job is to have another job already.
Another one. Wow.
Yeah. And actually a movie called Sweetwater. I think we were talking about that earlier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And one of the stars of Sweetwater, Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh, wow.
Full Jaws callback.
Damn.
The Sweetwater, of course, we're referring to as the...
It's an online music dealer.
Oh, great. Yes. Yeah. This particular movie is about the first Black NBA player in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
So...
Sweetwater Jones?
I don't know. but yes, I'm going to say, yeah.
It's a great nickname for an athlete.
Agreed.
Yeah, it is.
He's like fluid. He's sweet. The whole thing. But hey, interesting stuff. And everybody check out Viral.
Viral.
With Matt Knutson.
Right.
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Jurassic World Dominion.
We're going to see her again. We got to protect her. That's our job.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist. We created an ecological disaster.
This is every idea from Jurassic Park you've ever heard.
Right. Like, yeah.
There's new dinosaurs. They're not going to get along with humans, right?
Hey, I don't think this is a good idea. 10 movies in.
It's just for the new 11-year-olds who were too young to see the last one, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much. It's similar. There's a lot of footprints in this Jurassic neighborhood.
I'll tell you what, nothing beats the Triceratops. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pretty cool one just because of the face plate, the head thing.
Yeah. He's the most just like a real lizard. Like you go, I could see this guy out there kicking ass. The other ones, you know, I don't know what the three-headed dragon. I don't know what the other ones were. But
also, it makes it for a good like Far Side cartoon or whatever, like the spiky tail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of dumb looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Good choice.
It's like the thing from Fantastic Four. It's just like a big, like, mobile rock, you know?
I would be surprised if any of those dinosaurs and stuff these days are, like, practical. They're probably all CG and they're, you know, there's nothing on set except for green dots and balls and things.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I love the practical effects.
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
I like when dinosaurs were played by real humans.
Back when it mattered. Yeah. My brother-in-law used to work for Stan Winston Studios and was part of the original Jurassic Park stuff as they, you know, developed the whole show.
The whole
dynasty. Yeah, but when Stan passed away, the four owners created a new studio called Legacy Effects, and it's, you know, it's all Stan Winston's guys. So. Shout out Alan Scott.
Is that a place you visited out in the valley?
Yeah, that's where they're at. Yeah, that's where they're at. But it's our wives are sisters. So that's how that relationship
works. Oh, interesting. Family connection.
Mm-hmm.
Great way to get into the biz. All right. That's right.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number two.
Number two.
Got ahead of myself. This is Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
Oh, it's got to be perfect.
Our country itself is sick. But it's lost its sense of direction. Even its common decency.
You don't so much as wiggle a finger.
There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. But in the end, you gotta listen to yourself.
In that moment, Elvis the man was sacrificed. And Elvis the God was born.
Oh my God, wow. It's intense.
This is a very strange one. I think they have like modern music in it.
Religious overtones.
Right.
Timely. Yeah. Fundamentalist Christians trying to suppress the will of the people. Sounds very familiar.
They'll say, hey, man, you're going against Elvis. Going against Jesus is like going against Elvis. Wild. I mean, I wonder how historically accurate this one will be. It's just, it feels like, whatchamacallit, Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, I think, you know,
it's going to be like heightened craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
I'll take a look, but not until after August. Elvis died in August. I'm not giving any summer to this thing. Wait till the fall.
I didn't realize that he went in August. It's like a summer fact, I guess.
I mean, it was just a perfect, not perfect, but I've always had that association of that late summer heat and a guy being like too bloated. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like,
that's why I know after when the Have a Summer movement was born, it was like, people don't get excited about it in August. Like people have moved on mentally.
Give it to them
in April. You know,
yeah, that, you know, anytime someone like gets so big and they start believing all their own hype, my wife and I always use the term they're believing their own Elvis, you know, hey, right. Watch me do karate. Oh, you're the king. Yeah. You're the best at all. Yeah.
You can do anything. Like,
get a bunch of people like around you saying that you're great. And then you start to believe them, too. It's like,
yes. No dissent.
Yeah. No dissent. Exactly.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Y'all ready for this?
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
Well, I hear nothing but good things about this. I hear the flight scenes are genuinely pretty thrilling.
Same. Yep.
Have you seen it?
Good things. Yeah. I have not seen it. I can't remember the last movie I saw in the theater. It's been pre-pandemic for sure.
Keeping it going. I just hope they bring back like that Hot for Teacher idea where the girl teaching them how to be pilots was just crazy, ridiculously hot.
Right. I got my pencil.
Got my pencil. Kelly Preston's a teacher. That was her.
I probably
they didn't even have a classroom. Like they were just in a hangar with desks. But they made sure that the teacher was the hottest one they could possibly hire.
What I did hear is they didn't try and protect Tom Cruise from being short in this one.
So
they had like wide shots and he's standing next to people and he's just markedly shorter than the other stars. And they're
they were okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
they have him trying to play basketball with all of them. Just getting stuffed.
Yeah. Get that shit out of here, Tom. Yeah. Bam.
No, yeah. Tom, you can't be the center. You can't be the center. Yeah. We're not shooting this the way that we shoot the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny. Right, you played volleyball in the original one. Like that's definitely kind of a tall man's game.
Great point. But I have seen dogs play that and they're not that tall.
Good point.
Have you seen the dog that knocks it up and it sets the guy up?
No.
It's two-man volleyball. The guy plays with his dog. So the guy, yeah. when it comes over the net, the guy hits it to the dog, and then the yeah. dog with his nose sets the guy up, and then the guy spikes it.
Amazing.
There's nowhere in the rules that say dogs can't play volleyball. I think that's the,
exactly.
that's the Air Bud, the volleyball version.
Yeah.
All right, Air
Instead
Bud.
Of,
Golden Retriever.
They pat each other on the butt at the end, too.
right on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dogs. Same as humans.
Classic.
Okay, that's the movie chart.
Right on. And congratulations to Tom for doing the impossible, bringing the whole world together to see a movie when it looks like that industry has, you know, taken some serious hits. And gang, we'll be right back with the hot picks.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks, gang. We're going to see if we did better than Spotify USA. Let's find out.
It was Apple Music. But,
Apple Music. Similar. They out of US? Yeah.
Yeah. Cupertino. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Willow with It's My Fault, or Maybe It's My Fault. I hope she's not taking the blame for her dad.
Yeah. And this...
Wow.
Yeah, I think she's the class of the family there, right?
Oh, but
she
great.
Doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to be that weird.
That was impressive.
Could just come out. Yeah.
I mean, that surprised me every turn.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I loved it.
Good drums. The drums are going wild.
She's developing a signature vocal style. Like, you know, it's her when she starts going.
Right. Yeah, and she takes off into new registers. Like, she doesn't just stay on one thing, which a lot of singers do these days.
Yeah. I think maybe she's the antithesis to Jada. She's rebelling against that controlling energy by letting go artistically. How about that?
I also think if you saw her live, she would reproduce that vocal live without a lot of digital help. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, she did this other song, Meet Me at Our Spot or whatever it was called. But the live version was the one that popped and she didn't have a lot of help. So very cool. Great pick. Thanks, Howard.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. I haven't actually listened to this a lot, but it's interesting because it's the Mars Volta and it's their first song in like at least a decade. So
shout out to El Paso, Texas.
Yeah. So let's hear what's going on.
I'll tell you, if you told me this was the new Ween album, I'd believe you too.
Oh, wow. This is very different for them.
Interesting. They can tour together, Willow and them. They're on same page.
Wow.
Hard to get a handle on everything they throw at you, but interesting stuff.
A lot of times their arrangements sound like two or three songs are playing at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult. It's a little challenging, but they're capable of greatness, I believe.
Yeah. I like that song. I would, if I was the producer, notched up the vocals 2 points.
Oh,
just a little.
There you go.
Little more.
Okay.
Right on. You might be the direction they need to relaunch in a big way.
That just blows them up.
Like a George Martin, Mars Volta.
Yeah.
Listen here, lads.
Unbelievable musical mind.
Is a pitch meeting. This guy, he hasn't done too many albums, but he's got some big ideas. Let's see what he has to say.
Guys, hear me out. I have no experience at all, but I have some thoughts.
That's awesome. But yeah, it's exciting whenever they put something out. They got the crazy drummer and all that stuff.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, the singer came into Earwolf once, like 10 years ago. Cool. I did meet him.
Bixler?
Cedric, yeah.
Wow, Cedric Bixler.
Yeah. Good pull.
Did recognize him from those guys went big with the hair and the noises.
It's always interesting with a band like that you think of as like so out there and wild and like complicated. He's just such a like a normal, chill guy, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. You're behind this. Like I thought you'd be just like some sort of freaky dude.
That's cool. I think there's also, you know, when people are a little more subdued and then they save their thing for the stage when they actually have the attention, I respect that more than being on all the time and, you know, trying to be weird on purpose.
I like to come alive after the show.
Howard saves it for the green room.
Yeah. I think it could also explain why none of us are prone to dancing. Listen, we have our time. We have our place.
Yeah.
We pick our spots.
Yeah, I don't need to be the hottest dancer in Wichita.
Yes.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Matt's pick. This is Rex Orange County with Keep It Up.
Every time, and no one seems to figure me out. I guess it's stress. It's making me feel so depressed. Most my life I felt so tired. But every now and then when I try, I say, keep it up and go on. You're only holding out for what you want. You no longer owe the strangers. It's enough, it's enough. Keep it up and go on. Yeah, you're only holding out for what you want.
I like that one, Matt.
Thanks.
It almost sounds like an old like a TV show theme or something.
Oh like, yeah, like
yeah,
very
yeah.
Keep uplifting.
It up, like
a 70s. Yeah,
Keep It Up with Ted Knight.
I get a lot of like new music off 88.5, The Independent. Shout out to 88.5. And this song just like hit me at the time. It was like everything that's going on in the news these days. It's just like,
right.
Hey, keep it up and go on, man. And then I dug it a little deep on, on Rex Orange County. And I guess he was a Tyler, the Creator, you know, brought him in. Like, you're a guy, come be with my thing. And so it was also a fun example of successful people helping people who needed a hand. I'm a big advocate for that.
Right on.
Nice. And his vocal level was right where you want it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I would have brought it down half a touch. Just half a touch.
Okay. He went a little too high.
And I watched the video, and the whole thing looks like it was shot for about $80. So it had and it was intentional, but it had like a Journey's Separate Ways kind of vibe to it.
Okay.
You know? We're just going to follow you around for about 40 minutes.
I love a cheap music video.
Me too.
Yeah. You really don't need much.
They're playing guitars, the electric guitars, but they're not plugged in.
Yeah.
The beach.
Too much money.
I like that too. I also like, I have a soft spot for like, keep your head up songs like that. Yeah. Like, you know, don't worry, be happy or whatever. Like those, there's so many negative songs that do influence people's mindsets and stuff. Like,
right.
It's always good to have another one of those.
It's also mm-hmm. like traditionally, that's kind of all music was for a long time. You know, yeah. It was right. like you just didn't really have depressing music a lot. Unless right. it was like a heartbreak song, but not right. not like this.
There was like sucks, work like, songs to try to, you know, like, yeah. You know, even in like Stripes, you know.
yeah.
Down the street.
Yeah.
On time. They keep you producing.
But yeah, you're right. In this day and age, we need like music's one of the only things that can just be like, ah, this is a new thing that sounds great. You yeah. know, like take me out right. of this.
It can make right. you feel hopeless a certain way.
It's transformative.
Yeah. It's the power of music.
All right. Well, that brings me to my next pick. Coming in at number two, this is Ozzy Osbourne's new song, which is surprisingly like really good. I don't know why. Right. I mean, I like Ozzy Osbourne, but this features Jeff Beck, who's one of my favorite guitarists ever.
Wow.
And this is called Patient Number 9.
Beck Sabbath.
Wait for this chorus.
Wow.
I mean,
Beck and Ozzy, that's something. Never heard Beck go that hard like that.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, I mean, like it's what's the word? It's like it's vigorous, you know, it's like Ozzy's like sounds like Ozzy. You just wouldn't think he's even capable like at this age.
And his lyrics voice, were pretty good, too. Like,
yeah,
sounds like what they were saying,
full of life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, high school was a big heavy metal period for me. So I still like it today. But when you have that kind of like driving guitar like that, it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Tell that to the bands that you produce.
We need Ozzy just a little bit more.
When you do that with the guitar, that's cool.
That's really good. I like it. Yeah. Somebody want to get this youth pastor out of here?
Youth pastor.
I think he was right. Let's crank the vocals and keep the guitar.
By the way, Jeff Beck's doing all that without a pick.
Wow.
So, is he really?
I mean, most likely. I haven't seen him play with a pick since, I don't know.
Oh, he gets one of those Thomas's English muffin ties off the back.
What? He's playing with an English muffin?
He's using the nooks and crannies. You know,
whenever you would run out of picks, you start looking for stuff. You go, oh, that thing that keeps the English muffins tied together. the little plastic.
I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so like accurate, though.
It's like a super heavy pick.
Yeah, or you're using a quarter and it sucks, but it's all you got. Yeah.
It's all grindy in there. Makes it sound different, right?
Yeah, it sure does.
But that was, certainly a good pick. And wild that those two took this long to get together on a track.
Yeah, seriously. They're both there in England. It's like just taking decades. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Lil Durk. He said to just pick any of the new ones. So this is...
I didn't say that. You're doing the specific one that I love. Just kidding.
Oh.
I said, just grab me a Lil Durk.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. This is Did Shit to Me featuring Duty Low. Dude. They ain't even go slide. I had a prep talk with a baby threat and I told him to keep his eye. I had cut today. Told my lawyer, fuck that case, I'm tired. They like bro up for three guns, even though little bro had set they mind. I need Boone home.
nigga, I know that speak his mind. I told bro I need to get back, he say get back home with time. I ain't ducking shit, I done seen the main op keep crying. Had to switch the whip, show my Hellcat logo, I went live. Don't be trusting shit, only
there you go.
I just trust my I like that.
Cool.
There you go.
That's got some like old school just rhythm and flow to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I've heard some of the teachings of the Maharishi in there, some Beatles influences.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, that was a lot of fun. I actually like that Rex Orange County pick. Nice job bringing that one,
yeah.
Matt.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I just stumbled upon it a couple days ago, so it was good timing.
Right on. Hey, it was exciting to get the word out to everybody, and exciting that we'll see you all next week in a slightly different form. But Matt, where can we send them to take a look at your stuff?
I'm on Twitter at Matt Knudsen, and you spell my last name Knudsen or mattknudsen.com. And, you know, I just shot an episode of a new show called Shrinking. It's with Harrison Ford and Jason Segel.
Whoa.
So whoa. I don't know when that's coming out, but,
is that for, what platform?
It's Bill Lawrence's new show for Apple TV.
Okay. So, very cool.
Yeah. So they shot, I think they're going to shoot 10 episodes. They've done a few already. They might have me back, or they might just say, thanks for coming. But I would imagine
they're scientists.
I'm a scientist, exactly.
What are you in this one?
I'm in a hazmat suit. I'm one of Jason Segel's patients for therapy. So, oh, okay.
Very yeah. cool. Nice.
The premise is like he's a therapist, but like he's really. He has more problems than his patients, mm-hmm. you know, so that's kind
of what I assume about most of them, to be honest.
I couldn't agree more. And I always say, I've never been to therapy, so I just assume I'm happy.
So, I like that. I audited some therapists and I just became fascinated with what's wrong with them. But not saying I couldn't use it, gang. Send me a Groupon. All right. this was a lot of fun. Star, you got exciting things to tell people too, right? Comedy Bang Bang World.
Sure, yeah. Actually, today, the day this is being released, we have a new show from Dan Lippert out. It's called Eat,
hey,
Pray,
congrats.
Dunk.
Dan was great on Who Charted. We got to have him back on.
Oh, yeah,
about.
We'll have him back for sure. But he's Bill Walton in it, and it's a new show from him.
I'm
it's hilarious.
A huge Bill Walton fan. I'm definitely going to check this out. This is great.
Even though Bill Walton's sort of a hippie tie dye wearer, you're a fan. He likes the noodling.
Well, he's such a loose cannon on the microphone.
Oh yeah, no, he's
and
the best.
Also he's often the my wavelength, just as far as like, I mean, he's saying like spiritual stuff to some guy who's just been talking like sports and you know defensive right. coverages his whole life, and those guys don't know what he's talking about.
There you go.
Yeah, I think. He's got a lot of great info. I would buy all those dead shows or buy those Mickey Hart books. But
I saw him at a Roger Waters show. So shout out to Bill Walton.
And he's always shouting out John Wooden, who I think is great. So he's just like, oh, John Wooden. Oh, yeah.
The pyramid and all that. And he does. They let him call Pac-12 basketball games sometimes. So that's a don't miss him on the mic during a basketball game. Is so fun.
I love his like hyperbole and his just tone when he's calling everything. It's just the best.
You can't argue with that.
True. So
it's definitely Dan's spin on the character. It's fun. It's funny. I do the theme song, which is kind of an ESPN-y. Like a sports anthem,
John Tesh,
which I'm
type of deal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of fun. Check that out. CB World.
Right on.
Oh, thank you.
And everybody, check out Griff Torres over there. Also on SoundCloud. That's me and Megan Beth Keister. You can earn tons of money just by listening to that show. And check out Drop Date Duel. And
brace yourselves for Who Charted is breaking out. Cannot wait.
Breaking out. We're going to be back. Tell your friends a lot. Maybe Please. You haven't heard us in a minute. We'll be able to hear us again. And we're so excited to bring you Two Charted.
Awesome.
Hey, congratulations on 600 episodes. Oh, my pleasure.
Thank you.
That's remarkable.
It is an unbelievable amount of just content to put out.
Yeah.
You it know, really you is. Think back. It's crazy.
Yeah. Have you guys ever read that book, The Prophet, the Khalil Gibran?
Khalil Gibran. I had a little mini version.
One of my favorite quotes from that is work is love made visible. And people like say, oh, I love podcasting. I love comedy. I love doing all this stuff. And it's just like, where's the work?
Right. Work and here's love what you put out.
So it's no small thing pour your heart and soul into it and show up. So congrats.
Right on.
Wow. Thank you.
Well put. Thank you. So check out these changes. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted?